So I want to start off this podcast and first talk about like things that people have been asking me, right? So it's funny because it is funny and it's not funny at the same time. Is people always ask, you know, the simple fact of, well, you know, how am I going to do this if I don't have the resources, or how am I going to do this if I don't have the ability? And this is something that I struggled with when I first started as well, because the simple fact of it does take resources, right? It does take the resourcefulness to start, you know, doing something. No matter what you're doing, if you're trying to start a business or you're trying to start making side money, you're trying to do, you know, different things to help out, you know, whether it be entrepreneur or whether you're entrepreneur or whether you're just, you know, and if you don't know the difference between that, one is entrepreneur, you're starting by yourself and you're doing everything by yourself. Entrepreneur is basically, you know, you're trying to get better yourself within a corporation. Or for somebody, you know, that for that matter, your goal is like to be a CEO or CFO or something like that. Now, but when it comes down to it, you know, it takes resourcefulness, right? So how do you get resourcefulness is how you become resourceful as you basically come in and you obviously you have to learn, right? You have to learn. And one thing that really stuck with me, and this is a saying that you know, you can go back and hear on a lot of motivational YouTube videos or motivational things and stuff of that nature, is, you know, you have to be able to, you know, put forth the effort. But in the same token, you know, it's effort is only going to take you so far if you don't have the means. So you're going to have to put forth the means as well. You're going to have to put forth the abilities and maybe sacrifice a little bit at this period of time. You know, like in the period when you're first starting out, you can't expect to do something and it's automatically win, right? There's going to be this period where you have to take a loss before you literally will, you know, soar to great heights. You know, think about this. Think about when like a baby eagle, or say for instance, like the eagles, for instance. So we're going to use this as an example. You know, you know, mom and daddy eagle or whatever, flying around, whatever, and then they have all these you know, baby eagles now, and they're growing up, and they're barely getting their wings, they're barely getting their feathers, but they see mother, you know, their mom and daddy eagle, and they're flying around and everything, and they're like, oh yeah, I want to fly around, I want to do this, I want to do that, and they're all eager back and forth, and they're all talking, and ah, yeah, I want to fly around, and then all of a sudden, you know, comes that day, it's like, okay, so, you know, every day it's like, where they wake up like, hey, you know, we're gonna learn to fly. It's like, no, not today. And then comes that day where they're like, hey, I want to learn to fly. Okay, come on, let's go learn to fly. Okay, so when it comes down to it, and this relates directly back to entrepreneurship, so, but when it comes down to it, you know, they say, okay, get on the mama eagle's back, and they go up, and they go real high, and you know, baby eagle's like, yeah, let's go higher, and they go real high, and all of a sudden she drops them. She literally drops the baby eagle, and that's teaching them how to fly, right? And they drop them, and they he's like, you know, I'm scared, and I can't do it. And then by the time it almost hits the ground, the mother eagle comes and swoops it up and then puts it back. And then he comes back and he tells all the, no, you don't want to fly with mama. And then all of a sudden, it comes down to it. Okay, so the next day comes up. It's like, who wants to fly today? Okay, nobody wants to fly today. Okay, no, get on my back. Let's go. So they keep doing it. You know, well, after a while, then it comes down to they come up and they're like, okay, so, like a couple of days later, they come up and they're up in the air and like, mama, I don't want to do this. And all of a sudden, she drops him, and he's screaming. He's got his little wings out. And all of a sudden, he catches the wind, and he starts soaring. He's like, oh, this is, look how great this is. And he starts to learn how to fly. But the moral of the story here is that you have to go down before you're going to go up. And what I mean by that is when you first start out, you may start growing, you may start getting big, better and bigger, right? But you're going to go down in this depth, this new depth that it literally is, as you're learning to do something, then you're going to come right out of it as you better yourself and as you enter this this ability to be more resourceful and to understand how to do things, you know, in maybe an easier way or you know, a different way that most people can't do it. Maybe you figure something out that most people can't figure out. I mean, you know, we all don't know what our talents are and stuff like that are until we literally try. The effort to try, it will take you further than anything, but you have to have the resourcefulness as well, too, behind it. And you need to, and this relates back to what I was saying a minute ago. What you have to put forth, do the best with what you can, with what you have, and make sure that you put forth everything that you have, right? No, nobody's saying you have to, you know, put yourself out, but you have to do the best with what you have in order to do the best for yourself at that period of time. And the more you do, the more you keep doing that, it's going to keep growing and growing and growing and growing and getting better, right? So, but if you have to put forth your best, you have to do your best at what you're doing. You have to do your best and put forth your best to get the best outcome. You can't necessarily think, and you may not, your best right now might not be, you know, up to standards. But your best right now may be way above standards. You don't know that, right? Some of us start out with like have great talent, and some of us don't. Some of us literally have to fight every single day for what we have. And you know, for those that have to do that, I commend you. I really do, because the simple fact of when you have to go through a really hard knock road to learn something and to grow and like literally grind it out and know. Okay, so and from failure to failure to failure, you keep that ambition. You literally know there is a better spot for you in this world. There is a better spot in this world that you are meant to do. You are meant to do better in this world for other people, to serve the world better. When it comes down to it, I commend that, because you have to understand that I'm a person that does not necessarily have talent in everything, right? I'm a person that I absolutely am terrible when I first start things. And I do it, though, because, you know, like we always say, action beats inaction every single day of the week. When you first, like when I first started making videos, my videos, absolutely, when I go back and look at them now, I cringe out of my, I'm like, oh my goodness, I literally can't stand my first videos. Then I get better, and 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 I still need to get better. Don't get me wrong, I still need to get better. There's people that are a lot greater than me at making video. Podcasts, literally, the same thing, right? When you first start out, you're like, okay, well, you know, this is a little different, you know. It's almost like video, but without the video, so you don't have to necessarily worry about, you know, the way you're coming off on video or the way you're, the way you look and stuff like that. So it's easier to talk to the microphone, but it's still the same thing. You have to lay out and get better and get better and get better. You can't, literally everything I do is off the cuff. I don't write any of this down. I don't write any of this down because I don't need to. It's literally the voice of experience. It's literally me talking to you from the voice of experience. I'm not literally, I don't have a board that I'm reading from. Obviously you know that I can't read that fast anyway. I mean, the way that I just talk about things, when if you listen to any of my podcasts, they're straight off the cuff. They're straight off the top of my head and literally what I feel at that moment and at that period of time. They will stay consistent with who I am and who I have been, because the simple fact of I do not falsify anything that I do. Everything that I do is the truth, and I'm trying to impress that same thing on you or the people that listen to this, because again, when it comes down to when you're doing something, when you do the very, very best you can and you put forth your very best effort and you try and you succeed or you fail, you either succeed or you learn, right? And learning is great as long as you learn from it, right? Don't sit here and repeat that same failure and failure and failure. But learning from your failure is going to make you better. And the more you go and you get better, the easier it gets. And then all of a sudden you look back and you're like, wow, I can't believe I even do that now. I cannot believe that I even do that right now. Like literally, I have things that I do that I look at now, I'm like, this is super easy. Where was I? What was I doing years ago when I first started out and I didn't know it? It's a simple fact that I just didn't know it. We all are like that, right? Nobody has this innate talent that we're handed from the very start that knows you just happen to know how to do everything that you're supposed to know to grow a business or to grow, to be an entrepreneur or intrapreneur. You just don't have that innate ability. I am somebody who came up literally the hard road where everybody told me I could not do this task every single time I tried to do something in this world. I was told from my father that I could not do tasks. I was told from my mother I couldn't do these tasks. I was told from society that I could not do things that I was supposed to do. And when it rolled down to it, that is what actually empowered me as a person, because some of us, when we hear no, we say, no, you don't understand who I am. You don't understand that I am a better person than you think I am. Now, I appreciate your opinion, and I'm going to actually take that and let that motivate me. But I'm a person who came up with literally people telling me no. If a lot of people don't even know my past and know my experiences, it's when I was literally 21, I was told before I was 21, I would either be dead or in jail by the time I was 21. And you think that's something that will sit lightly with you? My own father told me that. So if you think that, for one, that things are easy and things are going to be, you know, super easy, or and you're just going to swing in here and take over the world and you're going to literally make your money and swoop, I'm gone, that's not going to happen. I would love to have this superhero story that you could do, but you need to put forth the effort. You need to put forth and get resourcefulness. You're going to find ways to do this as you grow, as you get better. So as a person who has done the hard knock road, that's why I teach the way I teach. That's why I go and put forth the videos that I make. And that's why I put forth as much as I can to help people and guide people. It's not, nothing behind that is about the money aspect. I can make money any which way I want to. I'm not trying to make money off people that are listening to me or that listen to my content or watch my videos or that do stuff. I literally want to see you succeed, but let you understand that it is the point of that you need to be clear. And when you look at your vision, you need to be clear that nobody can tell you no. You're going to have to deal. No should be your vitamin. It should be your vitamin in your business or you as a person. When somebody tells you you can't do something, that's your vitamin. That strengthens who you are. That's who you are going to be. You're going to literally succeed because of them telling you you cannot do this. It's literally that simple. When somebody tells me I can't do this, and I've done this for so long, and they're like, well, Shane, how do you sit here and come off the cuff like this, and how you don't write stuff down? You just literally talk for all this time. Or you'll make a video and not even stop. You know, I don't edit my videos because the simple fact I don't need to. It's an experience. It's literally an experience that I have from doing this over and over and over and over and again and failing over and over and over and again. But then as I fail, I get better. The same thing that you need to understand is whatever you do, you're going to run into these things where you're going to fail or you're not going to fail. But the point of it is when you fail, you need to learn from it. And I want you to know there's two things that will actually literally stop you in your tracks. Okay? One of them is obvious. It's a plain, obvious thing everybody talks about, everybody knows, everybody, and you personally will know this as you're doing it. It's procrastination. If you procrastinate what you do, you will literally not succeed. You cannot do anything with one foot in the door and one foot out of the door. You literally have to commit. You have to do. You have to have a clear vision of just say, I am going to do this. This is me. I am going to do this. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to literally have a top five things on my board every single day. I'm going to hit number one. I'm going to hit number two. I'm going to hit number three. I'm going to hit number four. I'm going to hit number five. And if I'd only get number one done, that's fine with me. Because you know what? I did my hardest task that day. So procrastination is something you have to overcome yourself. Make a pattern. I just described a pattern that I do. I have a board, literally a board right in front of my, like when I go into my garage, there's a board. There literally is a whiteboard that I put in my first five tasks that I think are critical to my business every single day. And I literally cycle through that board. And then I'll do one, two, three, four, five, whatever the case may be. Yeah, I may only get one done a day. I may only get, you know, two done. I may only get three done. Whatever I get done, I still get done. That's more than I did yesterday. That's more than I did that I would have did if I did nothing. So procrastination in itself will stop you from doing anything. So I can only push you to not procrastinate about what you do. Never say, I'll do it later. Just do it. Just get it out the way. Get your hardest task out the way because you're going to feel better about it. You're going to get motivated. You're going to literally, that's going to drive you the best you can be. You're going to feel good about yourself. And it doesn't matter if you win or you lose. You're just doing the thing that you thought was the hardest task. Just doing it, you're going to feel so much better about yourself. This weight will come off your shoulders and you literally will feel so great about what you're doing. I promise you. This is a voice of experience telling you this. Now, the next thing that the second thing that's going to hurt you is I honestly am a person who does not believe we as human beings have a fear of failure. You know, and people say that you have a fear of failure. There's a lot of motivational videos on YouTube that says you have afraid of failure or whatever the case may be. I'm not a person who believes in fear of failure. I think what we really are afraid of is the fear of the unknown. We're afraid of if we do succeed, we don't know what's going to happen. What are we going to do then? Well, let me just ease your thoughts on that for just a simple minute right here, or quick. So when you're going through, you're going to get better. That's going to be a new you. Every time you get a new, you accomplish a goal, it's going to be a new you. You're going to get better. It's going to be an unknown. You have to grasp the unknown and stop being scared of it and say, this is going to be the new me. This is going to be who I am. And then when you get there, there's going to be a new goal. By the way, you're not going to stop. Every time you hit your goal, you're going to set a new goal. If you set a goal and you hit it super quick, your goal was too low. I'm going to tell you that right now. Your goal was way too low. You need to set your goal where it's almost 10 times what you think it should be. And then when you get there, even if you miss your goal, you're already 8 times better than what you were. You have to understand that there's going to be a new you. And the fear of the unknown should be something that almost you get excited about. You should really, the fear of the unknown is something that relates back to nature. It relates back to the world will feed that fire. The world will help you. The more you grow into the unknown, the more the world will guide you and help you. And literally, it will unlock pieces of your brain and pieces of your thought pattern that you just didn't have. That you will go around people. You'll get rid of all the negative people around you. You'll get rid of people. You'll start getting people that feed your influence, your positivity, your growth. And you start being around better quality of people. If people are sitting there knocking you down, when you first start doing something, people are going to be like, there's going to be people around you that's, no, that's not the way you do things. Those same people, if they're complaining about their life every single day, how are they going to give you an opinion about your life? How do they have the right to even give you an opinion about your life when it's you? It's all about you. They're not paying your bills. They're not responsible for your way you feel. They're not responsible for everything. You are responsible for your own thoughts, your own heart, your way you feel. And if you are responsible for the way you feel, then you have to take these actions. You have to get better. You know inside yourself whether you are where you're at or whether there is a better you out there. I promise you, I've felt this same feeling since the day I was told that. There is a better me. There's a better me every single day. There's a better me that I literally should have died twice. There was two times in my life where I should have died. There was literally one time in my life that I almost faced, I literally was almost faced 25 years in prison. A lot of people don't know that about me. So between facing 25 years in prison and two times that I almost should have died, or I really should have died, I'm here for a reason. I am put on this earth for a reason. Whether you believe that or I or anybody else believes that, this does not bother me once whatsoever, because I know for a dead fact, I know for a solid fact that I am put here to do something in this world. So I have to push myself every single day, and I have to grow every single day and put out my word and put out my things and teach my children and teach those that follow me and help those that hear my words and hear things that I'm doing. It's my obligation. It's what I am meant to do to help others. Whether it be my teachings, whether it be people just talking one-on-one, whether it be, you know, just getting along with people, whether it be the way I raise my kids, whether it be how I feel about myself. And by the way, how I help others and how they succeed makes me feel better about myself. You're going to feel these feelings when you go and you go through things. I don't know where you're at in your plan. I don't know where you're at in your process. You could be late in your process. You could be early in your process. I have no idea. But I do know one thing. You're going to be told no several times. You're going to be stopped lots of times in this life. And you need to take that as literally a point of contact where you say, this is me. This is where I'm going. No matter what, I am going to hit this goal. I don't know how right now. I don't know how I'm going to accomplish that goal, but I am going to accomplish that goal no matter what, no matter who is thinking that I can't, because I know I can. I don't know how, but I know I will. And that alone will drive you to take action, to step forward, to not have one foot in the door. You go through the door and you literally will succeed. Just trying alone is success for some people, because a lot of times it's hard for us. It's so easy to take an excuse and then stop us from doing something, because a lot of times what happens with excuses is they are valid. And people around you will say, I don't blame you for not doing that, because that, you know, I look at what happened. But the problem with excuses is that they will drive you to stay weak. They'll drive you to stay weak. You need to push past that. Push past the excuses. Do not accept an excuse as part of, no, you can't do this. Take that excuse and say, no, I refuse to hear that. This is not me. I am better than this. I am going to get better no matter what you say, no matter what happens in this world, no matter what is going on. I will get better and I will feel better about myself. This podcast right here, I know a lot of people are like, what happened to all this entrepreneur? I'm going to show you and tell you how to do affiliate marketing. I'm going to tell you how to do websites. I'm going to show you how to do SEO. I'm going to show you how to do, you know, chatbots or whatever the case may be, or you know, email marketing or whatever the case may be. This is more important than that. This is something that's going to stop you as a person in growth, no matter where you're at in your life. No matter where you're at, this will stop you from being the real you. You don't want to go out there and give it half of what you know, if you were doing something and you gave half and you literally thought you were this half is going to make me succeed. Even if it did, what if you would have gave it your all? Think about that. What if you would have gave it your all? And you could have been like twice of what you are, even more, three or four times what you currently are. If you have an innate talent for something, then use it. If you don't have an innate talent for it, put forth more effort. I literally am a person who's worked myself to being sick, to where I could not even speak into this microphone right now because I was sick. That's how much effort I put in. That is how much I care about what I am doing. You have to understand that you have to care about yourself. You have to care about what you're doing. You have to care and have the passion around what you're doing to succeed. As much as it feels like it's tough, it's rough, it's nothing in life is easy. If it's easy, it's not worth it. Then go for something harder. Just imagine where you would be if you achieved that goal. If you finished that hard thing that you thought you couldn't do. When things are hard, I actually love it because that is the time when things get interesting. That is the time when things get real. That is the time that's going to better me whether I fail or I succeed. It does not matter because I'm going to be better when on the other end of this road. So when something comes up, I don't look at a problem as a problem. I look at a problem as an opportunity. It is an opportunity for me as a person and for those that are around me to get better. If there's one thing that people know me for in this world, it is because I am good at fixing something that is broke. And the reason I am is because I have always had that same thought pattern. Every single body that knows me knows when something is where they cannot, it's out of their control, they can't fix it, they don't know what to do, they are at their backs against the wall, they cannot have nowhere else to go, they turn to me and I make sure that they achieve their goal. Because I don't take no for an answer. I don't take failure as an answer. Because no matter what, it's going to make me better. It's going to make them better. It's going to make us better as people. And the more you help and grow and put forth a good positive vibe and put forth a good positive message in this world, it's just going to get better and better for you as a person, as the way you feel about yourself. And no matter what, I don't care how much money you have in this world, the way you feel about yourself means the most. It means more than anything. When you wake up in the morning and you have this burning desire to do what you have to do because you know it's going to empower you to be better and you're going to feel better, no amount of money in the world amounts to that. I know millionaires right now that all they do is think about money all day and they literally don't enjoy life at all. Do you know that every single word of this podcast I've enjoyed? Every single time, and I'm talking to a microphone. I literally have a microphone open and a laptop with cameras and lights around me, but you don't see the video behind it because I am talking to a microphone and I'm enjoying it because I know that I'm putting forth exactly what you need for to be successful in this world. No part of me wants, I could have easily clicked on the TV. I could have easily, literally there's nobody here. I could have literally cut on the TV, watched it from TV, whatever the case may be. Do you know how much TV I've watched in the last year? You know how much TV I have watched in the last year? Zero. I don't watch TV. I have a TV. I have several TVs. My kids watch TVs. My wife watches TV. I watch a movie every now and then. Maybe once in that, every now and then we'll go to the movies and watch a movie as a family so that we have that family time. And there's a break and stuff like that. But as far as like everyday TV, I don't watch TV. I make content. I help others. I literally live the life that I'm telling you I live. And I'm not saying give up TV. I'm saying if you gave up, if you come home from work or you doing whatever the case may be, and you literally watch 4 hours of TV, cut back one of those hours and do something positive. If you watch 2 hours of TV, cut back 1 hour and watch or do something positive. Do something that will influence you to be a better person. Just tweak things a little bit at first. Don't put yourself in culture shock. Do a little bit at a time. Get better. I mean, literally feed it. Like, you know inside of you if you're meant to do something better than what you're doing. Stop making excuses. Stop accepting excuses. There's two things that will stop you, that procrastination and the fear of the unknown. And don't be afraid of the unknown. That's just a better you. That's a better version of you. That's just better. It's all around better for you and those around you, for you and your family. What's my why? My why is to give a better life for my family. So when I have a fear of the unknown to me is actually a beautiful thing because of the simple fact that I can make a better life for my family. So I know this kind of ran a little bit long because I started getting this big rant or whatever the case may be, but you understand the two things that will stop you is your procrastination and the fear of the unknown. And I want to make sure that you grasp that and you understand how things can be. And when all this is said and done, I want to make sure that my words, and they are all off the cuff, my words help you every single way, every step that they possibly can, whether it be in some digital marketing thing that you didn't know, or some, you know, secret ninja trick that we do that makes things better in your business, or whether it be just simple mindset issues or mindset things that you can do to better yourself, to make yourself get that sense of a better you, a better sense of who you are, and understanding what your path is. So with all this said, I appreciate everybody who listened to this. I really do thank you. We, again, will have a lot more content that's going to be mixed back and forth. You know, I have a lot on my YouTube channel I put on. I have a lot on my Facebook groups that I put on. I love to actually meet people one day, maybe at an event or something. I'm going to, Funnel Hacking Live this year just to help out and just to kind of get in there and meet people. But I usually only go to one event a year, just because simple fact of I'm a family man. I like to be around my family as much as I possibly can, because that's just what drives me and that is what my why is, and that's a whole thing. But again, so I'd love to meet people one day and love to get out and, shake people's hands and make sure they know that, you know, that there's a better way. And if this helped you out, you know, I'd love to... For you, give me a shout out or something, or go to my Facebook page and say thank you. You don't have to say why. Just say thank you. If this helped you in the very least, and if this helped just one person, this is all worth it to me. And that's really why I do it. That's really why I do it. Is nothing more than to show the right way, and the way that my voice of my experience and how I can help and how I can. And guide the world. So I really do appreciate everybody who listened to this, and see you guys on the next one. So till then, as always, be legendary, and what you need to do is learn, implement, succeed. Stay with those models and you will be a better you. Learn, implement, succeed. See you on the next one.